This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Surat to launch multiple development projects worth over 18,800 crore rupees spanning the road, power and industrial sectors. The Prime Minister first visited Hazira and reviewed ongoing industrial and infrastructure operations. He will address a public gathering in the afternoon. Later in the evening, the PM is scheduled to visit Daman to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various projects. We have a report from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the new terminal building of Namo Airport and modern Namo Hospital in Daman today, strengthening the regional air connectivity and healthcare access for the Union Territory. He will also lay the foundation stone for several landmark infrastructure projects, including the iconic bridge, Daman Convention Centre and NIFT Campus. In a significant step for maritime development, Prime Minister will additionally lay the foundation stone for port projects worth 885 crore rupees for the Union Territory of Lakshadweep. These projects will develop multipurpose jetty on Kalpini and Kadmat Islands, enabling year-round berthing for large passenger and cruise vessels while supporting the local fishermen with integrated fish handling and boat repair facilities.
Aparna Khun, Akashvani News, Surat.
The Assam Council of Ministers was expanded today with the induction of 12 new cabinet ministers in a swearing-in ceremony in Guwahati. Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya administered the oath of office and secrecy to the new ministers in the presence of Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and other dignitaries. With the latest expansion, the strength of the Assam Council of Ministers has risen to 17. Under the constitution, Assam can have a maximum of 19 ministers, including the Chief Minister. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav along with Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta inaugurated 18 Namo Oxygen Parks in New Delhi on the occasion of World Environment Day today. The Union Minister also launched a series of environmental initiatives under the nationwide campaign Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam on the occasion. Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said the Delhi government has set a target of planting 15 lakh trees across the city during the current year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his best wishes to everyone on World Environment Day, saying initiatives like Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam have made significant contributions towards adding nearly 1.1 lakh hectares of forest every year. In a series of posts on social media, Mr. Modi remarked that this day serves to reaffirm the commitment to protecting the environment and furthering sustainable growth. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan today planted a sapling under the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign at the premises of Akashvani in New Delhi. Talking to Akashvani News, Dr. Murugan appealed to the citizens to take a pledge to protect the environment. He emphasized the need to save water, planting trees and protecting and conserving them.
Our Honorable Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi ji called the nation to Maa Ka Naam Ek Ped Lagane Ke Liye. Importance of the environment, we have to save the water and we have to plant that.
The Reserve Bank of India has kept key interest rates unchanged for the second consecutive monetary policy review in the current financial year. Announcing the bi-monthly monetary policy today, RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra said the Monetary Policy Committee has unanimously decided to retain the repo rate at 5.25% while maintaining a neutral policy stance. Accordingly, the standing deposit facility rate remains at 5%, while the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate continue at 5.5%. The RBI has revised its GDP growth projection for the current financial year downward to 6.6% from the early estimate of 6.9%. The central bank has also raised its inflation forecast to 5.1% from 4.6%. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the United States has been in direct contact with Hezbollah as part of efforts to reduce tensions in Lebanon and the wider West Asia region. Speaking at the White House, the U.S. President said progress has been made in discussions aimed at reducing violence in Lebanon. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended on a negative note today. The BSE Sensex dropped 117 points to close at 74,243. The NSE Nifty slipped 50 points to settle at 23,367. In broader market on the National Stock Exchange, the Mid-Cap 100 Index fell over 0.3%. And that is the end of this news bulletin.